Meltdown.
Hey, Sully, how are you, man?
Meltdown.
Detroit, Rock City, we're coming to your town.
Get up.
You're the first town we're going to come and see.
Turn that up.
That's right. Hashtag 1000 HP.
Come on.
Rock and roll.
There you go, man. You guys are fired up. This is a good record. Really good record.
Man, this is a great record. Something we're very proud of and something that we feel the core audience and newcomers are going to really love because guess what? We're reminding people what hard rock music is all about. That's what this is about. We're bringing back the rock.
Yeah, because Lumineers ain't heavy metal.
We don't want to hear anything else about, listen, no offense to any of the bands. They're all cool bands. They belong in a certain genre, you know what I mean? But
right.
We don't want to hear anything else about, like, best new hard rock band of the year. Imagine Dragon. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, no question. Well, in case you didn't know, that's Sully and Shannon from Godsmack on the phone this year on Detroit's Rock Station, The Riff, and 1,000 Horsepower comes out today. Of course, looking to top the charts this week. And would you guys say that this is the heaviest Godsmack record to date?
I got to tell you, man.
Sure, it's heavy in different ways, but
yeah,
I would say yes.
There is definitely some songs on this record that are the heaviest songs we've ever written. Locked and Loaded is a monster.
That one sounds like something that you'd see like on a WWE like promo. Maybe that could be one of their theme songs from their, you know, one of their events coming up or something.
UFC, baby.
Yeah, there you go. UFC, sure.
Yeah, there's some really powerful songs on here, but there's a lot of versatility, too. You know, there's some stuff that has, like, a punk edge to it. There's some stuff that's a little bit more artsy and epic, and there's some stuff that's a little bit more quintessential Godsmack. So, you know, it's a very well-rounded record, and we worked hard on it. We wrote about 25 songs to get down to 10. So we can guarantee you that the most powerful and the best songs are on this record. And people are going to, you know, they're going to dig this. This is a good record, man. From front to back, people are going to enjoy all these songs.
We'd like to think that, you know, back in the day, like he says front to back, you know, you used to listen to a whole record, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we're old school like that. So we release this thing also on vinyl, you know. So, and, you know, with the modern technology and all that. So if you buy the vinyl, it does come with a coupon inside that you can download it, too. But just to, I don't know how old you are, but the feeling of just putting on a vinyl record and the warmth of the sound of the audio, it's just analog, you know, it's rad.
Yeah, I think the first record I bought was Ride the Lightning, so that might give you a little 45, so yeah, there you go.
Mine was Aerosmith Rocks.
There you go, yeah, being in Boston for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that was my first actual purchase of a vinyl album, so... But yeah, you know, that's exactly the point, man. It's a strong record, you know, we put it on a bunch of different formats, but... Here's the biggest problem we're facing right now. We need to call upon all the in Detroit, man. You have like the most hardcore rock fans in America.
We made our live record there.
So right. Listen, this is important that everybody's listening right now. Tell your boss to go grab Pine for a minute and pay attention to the radio, because here's the deal. Godsmack has a chance to make history this week. Honest to God. If we debut at number one on the Billboard charts this week, it'll be our fourth consecutive number one, and I don't think any rock band in history has ever done that. And so we're really pushing, but the problem is there's this pop compilation coming out, and it's really throwing a wrench into that situation because it's you know, how it is with pop music. There's like Rihanna and One Direction and all these, like, you know, bands that already had these hits out, and now they're putting out a compilation of the same songs that already got released. So it's kind of cheating. It's not
fair. It is, yeah. It's, yeah, it doesn't seem very fair, does it? Man.
Yeah. So what we need to do is make rock music number one. So forget about even Godsmack. Like, if you're a fan of hard rock music, you should go out and get this record just because rock music should be number one this week, not pop.
Hashtag 1000 HP.
Yeah,
that's right. There you go.
1000 HP. Hashtag
save rock and roll.
Hashtag let's make history. FML, OMG, LOL in your face.
Well, I'll tell you what, 1000 Horsepower is a perfect title for this record because that's what you get from this. But and also, you guys are going to be it's Godsmack Day in Boston tomorrow. You guys get a key and everything, or what happens with that?
Yeah, I heard they don't actually give the key anymore.
Oh,
but
okay.
They're going to do a proclamation and announce August 6th is Godsmack Day, and it goes down in the history books, you know, and we're actually going to be ambassadors of the city.
We were just told, we just did an interview with Boston Radio, and we were told that as ambassadors of the city, you're not supposed to swear in public. And so he's like, have you heard our new record?
Well, that's pretty cool. Congratulations, man. You guys got a rip-roaring week. You played last night. You got all sorts of interviews saying the record drops, and then Godsmack Day tomorrow in Boston. I mean, how can it get any better? I guess just coming to Detroit to open up the tour would probably be the only way.
That's it.
Yeah, honestly, man, we're actually a little bit nervous this time around because we already know what you guys are going to bring to the table. But, you know, we haven't been out in a while, and we're trying to condition ourselves right now. So the first show is really, really great for you guys. So we're going to be working hard to make sure that we deliver a big, fat show for you.
And now, this is the hardest we've rehearsed, I swear to you, in the last 10 years. We've been at it for 2 weeks straight. Ripping through the set twice a day, and you know, we want to make sure we're not going to have any first show, you know, blues. It's going to be like we've been out there for a long time, and like I said earlier, we did our live record in Detroit. We love Detroit. We can't wait.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, one last thing here before I let you guys go. Sully, I saw you and Robbie a couple months back, went to the NHRA, and it seemed to, it's for lack of a better word, blow your wig off. I mean, tell everybody about how exciting that is.
It was unbelievable. There's no words for it. I mean, when they say that you don't watch NHRA, you feel it.
Right.
They weren't even kidding. I mean, when those cars took off, man, it not only leaves you breathless, but like literally my eyeballs vibrated. Like, I remember trying to watch the car go down the track because it goes so fast and it's so powerful. They're 10,000 horsepower.
Right, right.
It's ridiculous.
I guess the only way you could describe it would be to have Shannon on your chest beating it with drumsticks. I mean, that's how it is.
I don't even know if that's like does it justice.
No,
I mean,
that'd do it justice. Hashtag 1,000 horsepower.
Yeah, it was insane, man. It was a great time, really great experience, and I was very, very happy to be there and be a part of it, man. Man, I'll tell you, they even put us down the other end of the racetrack, like at the finish line. And you would see the car rolling in, and then you'd hear, bro, like the car actually beats the sound. That's how fast these things go, 325 miles an hour in like 2-3 seconds.
And, of course, the Coletta boys from right here in Michigan. So,
dude, so cool, man. Met the whole team, Doug Coletta and all of them, man. Just really, really great people. Super fun. I was a fan. Instantly, I was a fan.
Well, there you go. Sully and Shannon from Godsmack, 1,000 horsepower in store today. And, of course, we'll see you next Friday right here to kick off the Uproar Tour in Detroit. Thanks for the time, guys. Good luck this week.
Yeah, man. Go get the record. Support rock music. Come on. Make history. Hashtag
1,000 HP. Come on.
See ya.